Michael, through to the semi-final, the All-Ireland, it was quite the game out there.
Yeah, geez, it was. Now it was. We kind of started off decently, and then Monaghan kind of took over for the remainder of the period of that first half. Kicked some brilliant two-pointers, got a great goal, and listened the backs were to the wall at half time. But brilliant character, I think, shown by everybody in the whole group. That goes from the players that came out at the start of the second half, and the subs bench was unbelievable. What they came in and what they brought to the whole team and have been doing, I think, all year. Everybody's been doing that. Was really, really positive. So, yeah, gets us on the line and gets on to the semi-final. And, back to where the group were last year, you know.
Was it easier shooting into the canal end there in the game? Like, because, you know, they were going very well in the first half, but they struggled in the second half.
But not really. I don't know what we were like in the first half. Never shooting, but any time we pulled the trigger, we scored fairly much in the first half. I think it was just getting enough shots away in the first half was the difficulty for us, getting our hands in the ball. I think our own kick out was a difficulty. But any time we did attack, we were kind of getting in. Either we got a good goal chance at one stage, and I think we did take points relatively well. But we got more hands in the ball in the second half, both on the Monaghan kick out and our own kick out, and I think as a result we were able to get more scoring opportunities. And you know, we took them. Conor O'Donnell, Michael Langan, you know, Paddy McBrady coming on there, you know, you could rhyme them off. Kieran Thompson, you know, really, really good scoring, and brilliant group kind of effort in that second half. Would have been easy to lie down, but you know, I think what did it go to go to seven maybe at half time it was. And you know, to come back from there was positive, you know.
Could you feel the momentum growing behind you and the crowd getting with you there in that second half?
You know, the cliched stuff, you stay in the moment, like, you know, and you just keep chipping away. The game is so long now. Like, the game is so, probably always was long, but I don't know, it just feels longer now, and you just feel that if you just keep hanging in there, like, when you're ahead in games, you have to keep the toe down, and that's a big mindset shift from years ago, that when you got to maybe a 4-point lead in a championship game, you were able to keep ball, you were able to, you know, play the clock down, you were able to, you know, tick people off on the break. But now you just have to keep attacking, and I suppose we knew that when we were 7 down, that we needed to just keep getting our hands in the ball, keep sticking to the processes that have helped us all year, and that's what we did. And you know, we got the goals that we needed, we got the points that we needed, and we kept pushing on towards then, you know.
You gave us a word on Langan on his 100th appearance. You set him up nicely and he took it well.
Delighted for him. I didn't do any setting up, he set up himself. He had a great shimmy and great dummy and down the middle and ticket. Phenomenal player. We're so fortunate to have him. I think as a whole group, we know the talent that he has. For a man that's so big, to have that turn of foot and to have that skill, it's a huge package to have. A fella at 6'4", that can kick points from range, that can kick points, you know, he has the silkiness of a corner forward, and he has the physicality of a midfielder, and we're so fortunate to have him. And just a great player to play alongside, has all the skills, you know, from our point of view, we're just so fortunate. 100 appearances for him, brilliant achievement for him. His family and all his club, you know, they're big supporters of him down there, and his family they come to watch every single Donegal game that are there, and they'll be delighted tonight for him. And as I say, long may he can kick on now for the last couple.